This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of Digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping the country's future. Speaking at the final session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the country is witnessing rapid growth across creative and technology-driven sectors, powered largely by young innovators and entrepreneurs. He said Digital India has created a whole new community of creators and is driving the unprecedented rise of orange economy, covering culture, content and creativity.
Aaj ek yuva drone bana raha hai to dusra yuva anti drone system bana raha hai, koi AI camera bana raha hai, koi robotics par kaam kar raha hai. Saathiyo, Digital India ne bhi Bharat mein creators ki ek nayi community khadi kar di. Bharat aaj orange economy yani culture, content aur creativity ka abhutpurva vikas hote dekh raha hai. Bharat media, film, gaming, music, digital talent, VR, XR jaise kshetron mein ek bada global center ban raha hai.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in the Critical Minerals Ministerial Meeting hosted by the United States Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in Washington, D.C. yet today. The meeting focused on strengthening global supply chains for critical minerals, including rare earth elements. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said, this is very important for countries like India, where manufacturing, especially electronics, is growing quickly. The Supreme Court has agreed to examine a plea challenging the immunity granted to the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners under the CEC Act 2023. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, and Justice Joymal Baghchi issued notices to the Centre and the Election Commission in the matter but declined to stay the provision. The plea challenges Section 16 of the 2023 CEC Act, which grants unprecedented, unbridled power to the CEC and election commissioners. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Gujarat from today. During the visit, Mr. Shah is scheduled to inaugurate several development projects and participate in the Uttarayan festivities across the state. On the first day of his visit today, Mr. Shah will inaugurate a newly constructed sports complex at the Arts and Commerce College in Mansa in Gandhinagar. Later, he will perform the groundbreaking ceremony for the BSL-4 Biotechnology Research Center under the State Science and Technology Department in Pethapur. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the Atmanirbhar Hanol Mahotsav 2026 in Gujarat today. The festival is being organized at Hanol village located in the Palitana Taluk of Bhavnagar district. Mr. Chauhan's visit is aimed at promoting the Hanol model as an inspiring example of Mahatma Gandhi's vision of Gram Swaraj and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Adarsh Gram initiative throughout the country. In Himachal Pradesh, four migrant workers have been killed and five went missing in a massive fire accident in Solan district yesterday. The incident occurred near the old bus stand in Arki. The district administration and several teams are engaged in relief and rescue operations as five people are believed to be still trapped under the debris. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. People lit bonfires in the evening, sing traditional songs and share moments of happiness with family and society. The festival also conveys a message of mutual love and unity. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu to be celebrated from today. In her message, the president said that these festivals highlight India's vibrant and diverse cultural heritage. The India Open 2026 tournament will kick off at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will lead India's challenge in the competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.